We end up that 1 point is the difference. We would have had home ice last year, and we would have, they would have had to come travel up. But you don't forget those things as coaches, and that's how fine a line it was last year. But it's all about Friday night, and you know, it's playoff hockey, and we have to, you know, coach is going to prepare a game plan. We're going to prepare a game plan that, you know, gives our team the best chance to win, and then it's just about going out and executing it.
How much is a coaching staff, are you guys even looking at the pairwise right now? I mean, obviously you're keeping it in mind, but, you know, it's very important, but you've got to stick to what's at hand, and that's the WCHA Final Five.
I can say that I watch it the least out of the three.
I know who watches it the most, and so, that's Joe Sean.
yeah, Joey, you know, is awesome at that. If you see him on his phone, he's working the pairwise and pumping in different formulas and watching on different teams. So he's right up to date on that. But at the end of the day, it's just taking care of business, and we can only control what we can control, and that's win hockey games. And from here on out, you know, winning is what it's all about.
All right, here's a question for you, Billy, and it is, how is your relationship with Grant Patolny, and have you had a chance to visit his minivan? Is that an inside joke?
If it is, I'm not aware of it. But yeah, no, I think a competitive person. I think you see that even yesterday in a old timers game. You know, you go out and you have fun, and then at some point, you know, when the game starts, no matter what it is, you're competitive, you want to win. It's nothing personal against Grant or anything like that. But, you know, I'm going to stand up for our players or for our teammates, and I've always been that way. That's just part of the game, and you know, like I said, it's just about competing. So no issues with Grant or anything. Coach Lucia has done a great job at Minnesota, won a lot of games. And, you know, I think he understands what the issue was, and I think we'll just leave it at that.
And, of course, what we're talking about, for those who don't know, there was that great series at Minnesota a few years back where the Huskies won on a Friday night in overtime, Brett Olsen getting the game winner at the Mariucci Arena. And then on Saturday night, there was some extra stuff going on with the players and the coaches, and it was all on TV, of course, too, which made it even a bigger deal. But that's what they're talking about. So I think we have head coach Mel Pearson. And Coach, is it you?
Hi, Dirk. How are you this morning?
Good. You're right on the air, Coach. Billy McCult is here, too. And congratulations on the two big wins over the weekend.
Oh, thank you, Dirk. Yeah, it seemed like three wins, you know, with the amount of time we played. But, you know, I'm really proud of our guys. It was a hard-fought series. Alabama Huntsville did a good job. They had a real defensive game plan, and they executed it well. And we had to find a way to score some goals. We didn't get many goals, obviously, but we found enough to win, and that's the main thing. And you know, we get to move on and live to play another day.
Well, one of the questions coming in, Coach, was, how is the overall health of the team going into this next week, and any effects from the triple overtime game?
So far, no. We'll find out a little bit more today, but we had treatments yesterday for players, and according to Brian Brewster, you know, our trainer, everything looks good, so we should have everyone available for the game on Friday night, which is great, you know. So we're probably as healthy as we've been in a long time, and this is a time of year it's good to have everybody available on your roster.
So how does this work, Billy and Mel, as far as who you can bring on the trip? Are there different rules for this stage of the game?
Well, there are. You can travel your whole team, and you have your whole team available. This past weekend, the visiting team could only, you know, they could travel everybody, but you had to submit a 22-man playing roster, and you can only choose players from that 22-man roster. Where going forward now, you'll have your whole roster available, not only this weekend, but, you know, looks like we're going to play after this, so we'll have our whole roster available, and that's good. There's going to be some tough decisions, but at least we have everybody available.
Okay, and another question for either of you. Are you allowed to – do you know yet what jerseys the Huskies will be wearing on Friday?
Well, that's a good question, and no, we do not know what jerseys. We're the home team, designated home team for the first game, being the higher seed, so – we will have to wear a light-colored jersey. That's the only stipulation they have. It's light. So whether it's our throwback or our whites or our golds, I think we have the option of any one of three of those. So, we haven't made that decision yet, but I'm sure we'll take more than just our home and aways. We'll take a few sets of jerseys.
Another question for you, Coach. Since your playing days, it appears the hockey stick has changed the most. If you compared all of your gear you wore in your playing days to the gear of today, what has changed the most in your opinion?
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, obviously the gear is so much more protective. I think the shoulder pads, really. I mean, they're so much bigger, so much more protective. You know, but each piece is. You know, the elbow pads are better, the shin pads, I mean, you see all the block shots now, and guys don't even flinch when they get hit in the shin pad. Back in the day, there wasn't much to them. So I think all the equipment, but I wouldn't have to say maybe the shoulder pads and then the skates. The skates are so much lighter, and, there's so much more science that's gone into the skate and help players become better skaters. So, it's like before you used to have 10 pounds on each foot you had to drag around. Now I think it's like 10 ounces, so... But it's really changed. I mean, there's no question. And probably the stick still is the biggest change.
What about you,
Billy? Doesn't mean you're going to score more goals, but it's
shoot
it harder.
What about you, Billy, since you played? I mean, even since you played, there's been quite a bit of upgrading the equipment.
I think growing up minor hockey to, now is the goalie equipment. It's so much lighter. The pads are so much lighter. The mask, the goalies are so much more safe. Used to be come in and wire one high and hard and kind of back the goalie off and the padding is so much better. So for me, the goalie equipment is really the biggest thing that I think about.
Coach, as you're getting ready for this week, then remind us what kind of practice schedule the Huskies will have and when were you guys planning on heading to the XL Energy Center?
Yeah, we'll put a few guys on the ice today. Probably the guys who played both games will not skate today. We're getting to the point of year now where, they're just interested in playing the game. It's been a long year, and so we really have to make sure we have the energy and to be able to play and perform on Friday. So, and then we'll skate here tomorrow. As of right now, we've got a couple options for Wednesday, either skate here and then leave or possibly skate in Duluth. I talked to Coach Sandlin over in Duluth about it yesterday, and we're going to check in on that. And then the third option would be head all the way to Minneapolis on Wednesday and skate somewhere in the Twin Cities. We can't skate at the XL Energy Center Wednesday night, but obviously there's lots of rinks over there we could skate. So we will determine that here in the next couple hours.
Coach, another question for you. Why doesn't the regular season league champion get an auto bid versus the playoff champion? Winning the regular season shows a body of work as to who the best team is.
Well, that's a great question. That's a really good question, and I agree with that. I think if you win your league championship over the course of months versus a course of a couple weeks, you're right. But I think the excitement of it and to give every team a chance to get in the tournament, and that's why we do it this way. Most teams that have won their league will get into the NCAA tournament anyway because they've had a fantastic year. So, for example, Minnesota State, North Dakota, Boston University, the Big Ten champion, I guess Minnesota would be on the bubble. So, yeah, it's an interesting question and interesting how you look at it, but I think it's always been that way, and it just we're trying to create more excitement and give every team a chance to play. And I think the other thing, too, Derek, is with the unbalanced schedule, most leagues play an unbalanced schedule. So, for example, we didn't have to go to Bowling Green this year, So that's huge. So I think that's another reason why it's unbalanced, the scheduling.
Trivia question for you or Coach Billy. Let's see, Michigan Tech is a lock for the NCAA tournament this year, guaranteeing the state of Michigan will have at least one team in the tournament. And the question is, when was the last time the NCAA Division I tournament had no teams from Michigan? Do you remember, Coach? Billy, any idea?
I'm going to say this is before my time.
Wow, I will go with, let me see.
And I have not researched this answer.
I haven't either. I have no idea, honestly. It's been at least, I'm going to say at least 25 years. So That's a heck of a question.
Well, you're right.
Get that.
You're almost right.
You have the answer?
You're almost right on. 1979, it says here, so.